St. Louis's own, the great Andy Cohen, joins us this morning. Andy, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Look at you, Andy Cohen. The Washington Post, big feature recently, referred to you as the ringmaster. How about that?
It feels great. I mean, especially given the fact that we all live in a circus in one way or another. It's great. Rather be the ringmaster than one of the clowns.
Right. You're coming back with Anderson Cooper, your good buddy, AC2. This is an intimate evening. You're calling it Deeper Talk and More Shallow Tales. What can we expect November 1st at Stiefel Theater?
Well, we were at the Fox Theater a few years ago, and it was a great night, and we've got a whole new show. So it's all new material, and really it's like going to a bar with me and Anderson Cooper, and we tell you all our best stories and, you know, just like everything we wouldn't tell in public, basically, we spill it. with the hope that no one will kind of blow our cover and tweet people that we're talking about.
Is there something different, though? I'm sure there must be, for you being back home in St. Louis. How does the show change when you're here with Anderson Cooper?
Well, I mean, you know, it's more pressure on me, and I've got my whole family in the audience, and, you know, usually I try to get a couple Cardinals and Blues in the audience, and so, you know, for sure, we lean into the fact that maybe there's stuff that I have to say about St. Louis or things that happened to me in my life. And certainly the last 20 minutes of the show is Q&A, so we let anyone ask us whatever they want. And so it certainly could go anywhere during that.
Speaking of Cardinals, you mentioned the Cardinals. Have you recovered yet from our playoff loss?
What a bummer.
Yeah.
What a blowout. Oh, my God.
It felt a little embarrassing, didn't it?
Take a little out of that.
And you know these guys pretty well, don't you?
I don't know them pretty well. I'm just a fan. That was really upsetting. That was really upsetting.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the way we were looking at it is like, I don't think many of us expected them to get that far. So, hey.
Well, that is very true. That is very true. It was not a season. You know, we started off strong, and then we kind of had a dip, and then we came back. So you're absolutely right.
How is Waka, by the way?
Waka, my dog, is excellent. He, of course, is named after Michael Waka.
Yes.
And he's great. He's really just adorable. He just he's about 7.5 years old, and he still acts like a puppy.
Last time I spoke with you, you told me a really funny story about Waka biting Rick Springfield. And
yes,
not 2 weeks afterwards, I interviewed, by chance, Rick Springfield. And I brought the story up to him, and he couldn't stop laughing about it.
Oh, my God. Well, it was his fault.
Yes.
Hope he took responsibility.
He was teasing this poor dog, I think, right?
He was. He was pulling his ear really hard. He hates to get his ear pulled.
Which is completely understandable if you think about it. We're talking with Andy Cohen coming into St. Louis, Stiefel Theater, November 1st, AC2, along with Anderson Cooper, one of the great interviewers. Of all of the people that you've interviewed and maybe would want to interview, is there one person out there that's just your big get that you haven't gotten yet?
Oh, my gosh. So many. I would say I always wanted the Obamas. I'd love to talk to Melania Trump. I'd love to talk to Beyonce or Madonna there's so many great artists who haven't been on the show, and that's one of the things that keeps us going. You know, we're always excited to bring new people on to Watch What Happens Live that have never been on.
You do have a gift for making people comfortable enough to tell you things that they probably wouldn't share with another interviewer. Where does that come from, do you think?
That's Howard Stern is one of my broadcasting role models, and he's always been very fearless about just going there. And so I also think that I cut my teeth interviewing Real Housewives, and I always ask them just everything, nothing off limits. So then when Real Stars started to do my show, I just felt like I should continue. And my audience, they expect things from me. They expect me to stir things up, and they expect me to be the ringleader that the Washington Post says I am.
Well, let's talk about your night coming up with Anderson Cooper, November 1st, Stiefel Theater, AC2. Things are pretty charged out there politically. Big election coming up next year. A lot of folks talking and even more yelling and screaming about things. Do you and Anderson get into any of that during the show?
It's not a night of politics. We don't talk about politics. There's enough politics everywhere. This is just a night of fun.
It's a politics-free evening for us.
It is. And I don't think anyone wants to pay to see people yammer on about politics. You can get enough of that everywhere else.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Yes.
So going out on the road again with Anderson Cooper, I'm assuming this was your idea again to put the band back together, or how did that come
up? We've been on the road pretty much straight for the last 3.5 years or so. So we never left. We just haven't been back to St. Louis. We do 2 nights in New York every year. And since we've been doing New Year's Eve together, there's more of a demand to see us. So it's just taken us a little while to get back to St. Louis. And I also wanted to make sure we had a totally new show and that it was good before I came back to potentially humiliate myself in front of my hometown.
I doubt that would happen. AC2, it's an intimate evening with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. Deeper talk and more Shallow Tales. Tickets available. Stiefel Theater, Friday night, November 1st. 8
p.m. Yeah, a week from Friday. We'll see you guys there.
Andy, again, as always, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out for us.
Thank you so much.